Julie, what about bortezomib in FL? It's always been kind of hard for me to sort of sort out exactly what the activity of it is.
Well, I think the studies now are kind of vetting out what we've all thought, that it does have some activity, but it's not overwhelming activity, certainly as a single agent. And when combined with other agents, it appears that it does enhance it to some degree. But I wouldn't say it's the most active drug. And we definitely have the neuropathy issues. Subcutaneous administration really helps that. And most people are going to once weekly subcutaneous administration now, which I think helps that quite a bit. But it's still perhaps not the most active drug. Anxious to see what other people think.
Particularly Jonathan.
I think one of the most disappointing relatively recent studies that was presented and published was a large international trial that randomized patients to rituximab alone versus rituximab plus bortezomib in the relapse setting. This was hundreds of patients with follicular lymphoma. And the bortezomib added about 4 or 5 weeks to the progression-free survival with a significant increase in toxicity, obviously, over rituximab alone. And I think that study, probably more than any other, suggests that at least the single-agent activity of bortezomib in the relapse follicular lymphoma setting is really quite limited. We're interested in combining it with chemotherapy due to some laboratory studies where in cell lines, which of course are not follicular lymphoma cell lines, you do see some evidence of synergy. And depending on the mechanism of action that you choose to think about for bortezomib with NF-kappa-B and so forth, there is certainly rationale in diseases like mantle cell lymphoma and large cell lymphoma even to have those combinations. So I'm eager to see what these results are. I would have predicted there would be a clear winner out of these three arms. So we'll have to see if I'm right. But if I had to put a wager down, I would think that the lenalidomide arm is likely to do the best.
How about the bortezomib?
You know, I don't know. I think that the response rate of BR in follicular lymphoma is quite high. And you might be able to convert some patients with the addition of bortezomib to MRD. But in a study where there's already planned maintenance, the question is, are you making up for that small difference with a maintenance component? I think the bar is going to be higher to show benefit of bortezomib based on that trial design.